Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Total Information AM on KMOX with Debbie Monterey. I'm Tom Ackerman. It is 6:22. It's a milestone here at KMOX. And for fans of the DGS, a quarter century ago, Dave Glover started a radio show.
When you reflect back on 25 years, what is your first thought of that?
How incredible it is. In seventh grade, I did my career day project on how I wanted to be on the radio and make people laugh. And it's just stupid that that came true. Like, I just keep, I know it's a cliche, but I just keep pinching myself. Like, this actually happened. What you wanted to do your whole life with law school in the middle actually happened. And it's been pretty successful to be around for 25 years.
Where did it go from your project in fifth grade to actually getting on the radio? Like, did you give up that dream for a while, or what happened?
I did, because my mom and dad were dead set against any kind of entertainment. I think my brother kind of ruined it for me. He was a musician, and they didn't get along. And so when I came up and I was creative and I was a musician and wanted to do entertainment, they just put the kibosh on it, and I just accepted it. And then it wasn't, and it, like I said, I went to law school, practiced 10 years. And then when I was 36 years old, it happened for me. And by that time, I could make my own decisions. And then I found out, I asked my mom, was there anything my dad ever wanted to really do in life? And she said, oh, yeah, he wanted to be on the radio. I'm like, well, thanks for that.
Yeah, thanks for trying to keep me from my dream. Let's talk about your move down the hall. What's different about the DGS since coming to KMOX? Or what are your impressions of being part of the KMOX family?
I think at first, I tried to be very, very respectful of the KMOX audience. I didn't want to break their neck, you know, because I was pretty out there down in 97.1. But over the last 4 years, I feel like we have made a bargain. The KMOX audience and I'm probably a little less extreme than I was down there, but way more than what KMOX was used to in the afternoon. But it seems like a good relationship now.
I don't know if people who listen to KMOX realize this, but we podcast all of our shows, of course, and the Dave Glover Show is far and away the most podcasted show on this radio station, but also one of the most podcasted in the entire company nationwide. What are your thoughts about that?
I love it. One, because we didn't try. I'm not a very techie guy, and we never talk about, we rarely talk about listening to the podcast. It just happened organically. And I love it. I love that there are like 4,000 people in New Jersey and 6,000 people in Denver, and it's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's, what, 29,000 downloads a month or something crazy like that?
Yeah, it's in the millions per year now, yeah.
Unbelievable. Okay, so looking ahead, how much longer do you see Dave Glover doing this? You're going to be 95 and doing the DGS?
You know, it's funny you ask that, because I feel, I just turned 61. I feel very confident, barring disease or something, that I could do this another 10 years. But then I think, okay, let's say I'm 70 and I'm in relatively good shape. I'm not a gardener. I don't know what I would do during the day. So I could see myself becoming known for one of those, like, and he's 75 years old, you know, that kind of thing.
What would you say has been the recipe of your success? Is there one?
Two things. I think the fact that I have absolutely zero training in radio, it allowed me to do a show that was different than any other show that's ever been done, because I have no idea what I'm doing. And then secondly, being authentic. And not to be confused with me personally, I am not in a ivory tower here. I'm a very compromised person, but the show is very authentic. And I think that comes across.
And anything else you want to add?
Yeah, just it's such a cliche again, but when you mean it, you mean it. And just a giant thank you to the St. Louis community and my 97.1 audience and the KMOX audience and everyone who helped me to get here, because it's just been a dream come true.
Congrats to Dave, one of the great guys, a great milestone. We love Dave.